Our theme tonight is big expensive lies. We're watching a lot of big expensive lies. One of them has been the drumbeats on Ebola, which reached a fever pitch coming into the U.S.-African summit. And the result was that the U.S. investment interests got a lot of what they wanted. The Ebola certainly showed what the U.S. media can do to tourism and the economy in Africa when it wants to. McKinsey just published a piece on African investment African investment opportunities, so I put that up on the blog. Take a look. But Reuters reported, let me just read from Reuters on the U.S. summit. African leaders on Tuesday called for a deeper economic relationship with the United States, hailing investment pledges totaling more than $17 billion at a Washington summit as a fresh step in the right direction. U.S. and African companies and the World Bank pledged new investment in construction, energy, and information technology projects in Africa at the U.S.-Africa Business Forum, including several joint ventures between U.S. and African partners. So the lies on Ebola have been coming so fast and furious that I asked John Rappaport to join me on the Salieri Report on August 21st to review what is happening, it means to you. What I would love is to see, now that the summit is over, the Ebola drumbeats go away. My big concern is that they won't, that instead it will be now used to push for mandatory doses of something in North America that could be harmful to your health, or an effort would be made to plant or falsify cases in the U.S., particularly if they're worried about U.S. bank closings or other actions that deal with the liquidity problems this fall in the financial system as the Fed tapers. So, but the lies are swirling around Ebola, on the Ukraine, on Gaza, all of them big lies. That's not the major story. These are symptoms. The major story is that the slow burn is fraying and the empire is struck in the mud in a variety of different ways as it tries to achieve its goals. And so it's an uncomfortable place for everyone, and it means the risks of more covert operations, war, and engineered natural disasters is rising.